April 16, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Teacher, don't you care? Opening prayer. I praise you, Lord God, for you are the giver of all good things. Please help me to express my thankfulness in all I am and do, all for your glory. Read Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. Jesus calms the storm. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Reflect. What storms, physical, emotional, relational, political, have you faced in your life? Have you sensed Jesus with you through them? Wow, what a story we read today. I closed my eyes while my husband was reading it out loud. I could almost hear the wind howling, the waves crashing, the creak of the timbers, the clunk of the oars, as the boatsmen tried to direct the boat into the wind. I imagined I heard the splash of water as others tried to bail out the water. The terrified cries and shouts as they all feared for their lives. How could Jesus have slept through all that turmoil, especially as Mark tells us that he was at the back of the boat, where he must have been bouncing up and down? Desperately, they call Jesus to help with the bailing, but he gets up and does something unexpected. He speaks to the weather and it obeys him. The disciples call him teacher, but his actions show he is far more than that. Controlling the weather is something only God can do. Jesus asks his followers why they are so afraid. I wonder if he is asking us the same as we face storms of opposition and persecution. Do we have faith enough to believe Jesus is in control of everything? Apply. Are you currently facing a storm, or is someone you know in the middle of one? What has been your and their response? Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, help me to trust in your comforting presence and divine power at work in and for me, no matter how dire my circumstances may be.